Hey, this is Captain Blake Nelson, Last Cast Charters. Leaving an inshore report for Destin, Florida. Had some pretty crummy weather the past couple days. Looks like tomorrow is going to be a lot worse. Cold front moving through and bringing in some bad weather. But for us, that's real typical. We expect that this time of year, these cold fronts moving through. So even though temps are going to fall and it's not real fun, not real comfortable. It pushes the fish in a real specific pattern. So we end up going back to these back bay areas, really anywhere off the flats or off the main bayous that have a kind of a creek mouth fed bayou. That's usually where these fish, specifically trout and redfish, will hang out. So that's really what we key in on. We've been doing that for a couple weeks now, and it's been really paying off. Primarily using live shrimp under popping corks, but sometimes Carolina rig, knocker rig. Nothing heavy. The lightest or the heaviest we're going is about 15-pound leader. One using live bait and with artificial. It's about as heavy as we'll go. But artificial's been working as well. We've been catching both redfish and trout. So using live shrimp, but also using soft plastics. The most luck we've had has been on using real light jigs, like 16-ounce jigs with soft plastics or weedless. So we'll use like the Owner Twist Lock 8-ounce with gulp, and that weedless rig has been working really good for these fish. It tears up a lot, so if you're getting to catching 20, 30, 40 fish, you might want to go to something not as quite as expensive. But everything's working right now, and just catching good numbers. Every 10, every 15 fish maybe is a keeper out of all these fishes. Tons of little fish, lots of action, a lot of fun. But we are still catching a few keepers. And then if you're looking to catch, a better grade of fish, a little bit bigger, there's really some really good trout on the flats, a lot of slot reds, a lot of bull reds on the flats, and really as skinny as you can get, we're finding fish. And so if you have a boat that can get in a foot of water, I would say, explore all the flats and really look around. A lot of good sight fishing opportunities. And again, it's really the same stuff we're using in the back bayous. We're catching them on the flats. A lot of low profile, smaller, lighter, not going to splash as much, not going to spook the fish as much just because they get a little spooky this time of year. And we're still catching them on a few other, we're using topwater, using suspending twitch, or suspending like miradines, the hard plastics. But, those work every once in a while. But really the soft plastic has been working the best for us. That's really all we're doing. Looks like not much tide is going to be moving this weekend. Really, that doesn't really play a big factor in these fish moving where they go. Whenever a cold front moves through, they pretty much stick to that pattern regardless of the tide. So really, if you're looking to catch numbers and just have fun, I would hit every back bayou that you know of, wherever, whatever location you're at, and just search around till you find good numbers. And when you do find them, usually you find them in large areas or large numbers in one area. So again, Captain Blake Nelson, leaving the Destin, Florida fishing report. If you want to book a charter, you can go on captainblake.com, and all the info you need is right there. All right, guys, good luck.